superstition, a god surviving all other gods created by man. My power is supreme, my rule endless, my disciples everywhere. I demand unhesitating obedience and will favor the fortunes of those submissive to my commands. You don't believe? Listen to the story of the newlywed.
Morning, boy. That's enough for a morning plunge.
Okay. I've had enough anyhow.
Well, here now, lie here in the sun. By the time you're dry and hike back to camp, I guess the girls will have dressed and got breakfast ready.
Oh, lead me to the ham and eggs and plenty coffee too. The biscuits must be brown and hot.
Hey, buddy, buddy, next on the yodel.
Gee, can a fella sing?
Not before breakfast. You know the old saying, sing before breakfast, cry before night.
Oh, nonsense.
Why, that's a silly superstition.
You're telling me? I had plenty of reason to look it up last year. I'll bet none of you know where the saying originated.
Legends.
Why, mythology.
Folklore.
Yeah. Well, they usually do, but this one is different. The words, beware, sing ye not before ye break fast, lest there be weeping ere night, are ascribed to Simon Bar Jonah, a follower of Jesus, and were supposed to be a warning referring to the practice of the early Christians to sing or chant at the break of day after a night of discourse, prayer, and fasting. Their raised voices betraying their secret meeting places to their Roman persecutors.
Which goes to show that a saying handed down to us from past generations finally ends up by becoming a meaningless superstition.
You wouldn't call it meaningless if you had had my experience when Mildred and I were on our honeymoon abroad. Want to hear it?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, I won't go over the whole trip. Just that part with the singing jinx in it. It happened in Naples, our first stop in Italy. We'd stayed overnight at the Victor Emmanuel, and got up at break of day the next morning to get an early train for Rome. I was hustling to get the bags packed while Mildred was getting dressed. I really thought I was some fast worker until I heard Mildred say,
"Are you nearly ready, George?"
"Almost, dear. You better step on, little one, if you want to leave with me."
"Why, I'm way ahead of you. I've been ready for some time and waiting."
"My error. Pardon me, s'il vous plaît. Press the button for the bellhop, then, will you?"
"I already did. Hustle, slowpoke, I want my breakfast."
"All right, slave driver." "Say, wouldn't it be a calamity if they had no diner on this Naples to Rome train?"
"You can think of the most unpleasant..."
"Oh, there we are. All packed and on our way. Well, goodbye, Naples. Auf Wiedersehen, Vesuvius, old man. Haven't seen anything of you, except from the hotel window. But the Signora and I will double back later and we'll have a good look at you. Say au revoir, but not goodbye."
"Oh, George, you mustn't."
"Mustn't what, sweetheart?"
"Sing, it's unlucky. Sing before breakfast, cry before night."
"Oh, all right, Mrs. Superstition. I'll recite then. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house..." "Who did that?"
"The party next door doesn't like your recitation."
"Maybe he doesn't believe in Santa Claus. All right, I'll sing. Say au revoir."
"Hush, George, hush, hush. You'll wake everyone in the hotel. Oh, the porter ought to be here any minute now for our bags. There he is."
"Ah, allons, sans froid, menial avant."
"Oh, that's French, stupid. We're in Italy now."
"Oh, si, si, mia carissima. How's that?" "Hey, listen. Another crack from you next door and I'll sing the Star-Spangled Banner. I guess I will anyhow. Oh,
quit it, clown. Let's go."
"All right, boss. But I shall return and demand..." "Say, what's revenge in Italian?" "Oh, I know. Rache. Comprei? Rache."
"What a linguist. That's German. See, you frightened the porter with your raches and dramatics."
"Ah, this is the life. Hey, what, mate?"
"It's glorious, George. Just think, eating your breakfast while seeing Italy from a fast-moving train."
"Can't be beat. Aren't you glad you got up early?"
"Yes, but you insisted on waking the whole hotel. But, George, we must go back again and see Naples thoroughly, and Pompeii."
"We will, my sweet. We only left early today, you know, to shake that admirer of yours you met on the boat coming from Marseille."
"Wasn't he the nuisance, the obnoxious old flirt? He didn't seem to realize that I had a big, good-looking husband with me.
Will you stop? Well, he found out, didn't he?
You really were furious, darling. I never saw you so fighty before.
I wanted to knock his block off.
I guess you would have if the other passengers hadn't stopped you. Well, thank goodness we left him behind. Oh, George, look, quick. A plane racing with a train.
And beating it, only half trying. Looked like a government plane.
When we go back to Naples, George, let's fly back, yes?
You shall have your wish, my dear. Well, breakfast over, I feel a song coming on. All right now, isn't it, Mrs. Superstition?
Oh, don't call me that, George. I'm not a bit superstitious.
No? Only when I sing, huh?
Before breakfast? Yes. It never fails.
Well, I'm still laughing, darling.
Don't boast, unbeliever. The day is still young. Why, the train is stopping. Is this Rome already?
Well, it can't be. Not for hours yet.
Well, there comes the conductor. Let's ask him.
Well, that's not the conductor, sweet. That chap looks like one of Mussolini's military, all slicked and spurred.
Excuse me. Certe signore, Giorgi Sinclair, signorina. Pardon me, I'm looking for Mr. George Sinclair and wife.
What? George, he means us.
Oh, I guess you're looking for us, General.
Thank you. I am Police Sergeant Farrar. I am sorry to interrupt your trip, signor, but I am requested by my government to escort you and your wife back to Napoli.
Well, that's mighty fine of you, but what's the big idea?
You will be good enough to come without delay. We have an aeroplane waiting.
Now, let me get this straight. Are you arresting us by any chance?
It is my unpleasant duty.
George.
Well, can you beat it? Now, look here, General. I mean, Sergeant. We're Americans, my wife and I.
Please hurry. The American consul, Mr. Barrett, will look after your interests in Napoli.
But what's the charge?
There is no official charge until after the inquest.
Inquest?
Mr. Sinclair, I arrest you in the name of the Italian government on suspicion of complicity in the murder of the Austrian diplomat, Baron Ulrich von Stegen.
Your story is quite satisfactory to me, Mr. Sinclair, and I can appreciate your indignation at your enforced detention. However, here at the consulate, you are practically on American soil and under the protection of your country's flag, the anthem to which you so patriotically offered to sing to the murdered diplomat.
But I've already told you, Mr. Barrett, that I didn't know the party next to our room in the hotel was a diplomat, a murdered one at that. I was joshing with my wife, and I thought the chap's groans next door were a protest to my clowning.
Well, that's perfectly clear. I hope that you will be able to convince the police, as you did me, that those foreign threats you uttered against your neighbor, as reported by the hotel porter, were merely pleasant buffoonery.
That's all.
By a quirk of coincidence, Racha, the word you used, was also the word the assassin had scribbled on the card attached to the dagger which had stabbed the Baron to the heart.
That's funny. Racha and a couple more like Wie geht's and Auf Wiedersehen are about the only German words I know.
Of course, your previous encounter with the murdered man on the boat, your heated argument with him, your almost physical violence to his person, are to the police weighty, if circumstantial, evidence of your guilt.
Well, I told you what happened.
Certainly. He had become such an insulting pest with his unsolicited attention to your wife that you thought a beating to be the only cure for him.
Them's my sentiments, Consul.
I see.
I hope the police haven't overlooked anything.
Well, your hasty departure at an early hour this morning naturally looks to them as the flight of a guilty assassin.
Well, the funny part is that we wouldn't even have stayed the night out had my wife known that our neighbor in the hotel last night was the chap we were trying to get away from.
Just so. You realize, of course, Mr. Sinclair, that your unfortunate predicament is a serious one. However, your consulate will look after your interests. According to international law, I am responsible for your appearance at the inquest. You understand, of course.
Meaning that I have to stay here?
Until the inquest. After which the government will discharge...
Or hang me for the murder of the Baron von Stegen.
Well, why don't you finish?
They don't hang him in that country, they shoot him.
Oh. Well, as you see, they didn't either.
Well, how did you get out of it?
Well, we didn't even have to wait for the inquest. They caught the real assassin in the meantime. Some half-witted fanatic. But you read all about the case, I guess. Anyhow, Mildred and I had a wonderful stay with the Barretts. Got many apologies and passes all over the Italian railroads and so forth. And all ended happily. But I've never been able to convince Mildred that my singing...
George! You! Yeah, let's go.
Come on, have some breakfast.
I want some of that.
One more dip for me.
Here it goes. Come on in. The water's fine.
Hey there, young fella.
Oh, here's bad news coming. See you, Star? Hello, officer. What's wrong?
I suppose you can't read, eh?
Oh, a little. Want something red?
Now, don't get comical with me. This lake's posted. No swimming allowed. Get that?
We're not swimming.
No, but your friend is. Didn't get here in time to catch the hull of you.
Come on out, Phil. The sheriff wants to talk with you.
What's the matter, Sheriff?
Now, don't be savvin' me, young fella. I ain't a sheriff yet, but I'll introduce you to him. Come on now, put on your clothes. I have the flivver up the road.
Ah, but see here, these fellas were in the water, too.
Oh, go on. I never went in swimming in my life.
Oh, all right. I'll be the goat.
Hey, it's funny. Wouldn't have known you was here, only I heard you sing.
Ah, now will you believe? You see, Phil, it never fails. Well, let's travel, boys. So long, Constable. Better luck next time. Be seeing you later, Phil. They'll be over in a month or two and bail you out.
Come on, young fella.
I am superstition. You don't believe, do you? Ha, 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 ha.